Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Eat to Beat Your Diet by Dr. William Lee. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book completely change how you look at calories?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been told forever that weight loss is just calories in, calories out. But Lee's whole argument is that this is a huge oversimplification. He says fat is not just a passive storage bin. It's actually a living organ that talks to the rest of your body.
Right. And the central idea that got me was this thing he calls the weight set point. It's like your body has a thermostat for fat. And the setting isn't determined by willpower or portion size. It's actually controlled by the health of your blood vessels.
Exactly. Every fat cell needs a blood supply to survive. Without blood vessels bringing oxygen and nutrients, fat cells can't grow. And if you cut off that supply, they shrink and eventually die. That's where angiogenesis comes in.
Angiogenesis. That's the growth of new blood vessels. It's the master switch that decides whether your body builds fat or burns it. The book says certain foods can either promote that vessel growth or inhibit it. So what you eat directly controls whether you're feeding fat or starving it.
And that's why traditional dieting fails. When you cut calories, your body sees it as a threat and fights back. It lowers your metabolism and holds onto fat even harder. But if you target the blood vessels, you're not fighting your biology. You're working with it.
That makes so much sense. And it explains why so many people struggle. It's not a lack of discipline. It's biology. Lee also talks about healthy fat versus unhealthy fat. I always thought fat was just fat, but that's not true.
Yeah, subcutaneous fat, the kind you can pinch, is actually less harmful. The dangerous one is visceral fat, the deep belly fat around your organs. That stuff is highly active and releases inflammatory chemicals that mess with your whole system.
So the foods we eat can actually influence where we store fat and whether that fat is healthy or not. That's wild. And then he gets into the gut microbiome, which is another layer of this. The bacteria in your gut can make you more prone to weight gain or help you stay lean.
Right. Certain bacteria are linked to leanness, others to obesity. And what you eat shapes your microbiome. So you can cultivate the good guys by feeding them the right foods. It's like gardening, but inside your gut.
I love that analogy. And he also talks about inflammation. Chronic inflammation is a hallmark of obesity, and it creates a vicious cycle. Inflamed fat tissue becomes resistant to the signals that tell your body to burn fat. So you get stuck.
Yes. And an anti-inflammatory diet can break that cycle. Foods rich in polyphenol, like green tea, dark chocolate, and berries, actually inhibit angiogenesis and reduce inflammation. So you're literally starving the fat while eating chocolate. I mean, that's a win.
Huh. That's the best part. And he also mentions cruciferous veggies like broccoli and kale. They support liver function and help your body detoxify. Plus, fermented foods like yogurt and kimchi, which feed the good gut bacteria. And healthy fats from olive oil, avocados, and fish.
And he even gets into meal timing. When you eat matters too. Your body has natural rhythms, and eating in sync with them, like with intermittent fasting, can improve insulin sensitivity and promote fat burning. But it's not about starvation. It's about giving your gut a rest.
The part that really got me was the section on medications and environmental toxins. I had no idea that common meds like antidepressants and antihistamines can promote weight gain. And chemicals and plastics can mess with your hormones and make weight loss harder.
It's a lot to take in, but the empowering message is that your genes are not your destiny. Through epigenetics, you can actually influence how your genes express. The foods you eat can turn on or off genes related to fat storage and metabolism.
So even if your family has a history of obesity, you're not stuck. That's huge. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that weight management isn't a battle against your body. It's a partnership. You give it the right foods, and it naturally finds a healthy balance.
Yeah, that's the core of it. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, The whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the key is to work with your biology, not against it. Eat foods that support your body's natural ability to regulate weight, and you'll see results without the misery. We'll see you in the next one.